or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I apologize in advance. My allergies just decided to flare up here about 5 minutes ago, and I even took my medicine, so maybe it'll kick in during the show. But welcome to Friday. Welcome to the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour, all hour today, brought to you by the Wheeler General Store. Let's check out some temperatures in our area. A little different than yesterday. Slap out. Looks like the coolest spot in the state right now at 59 degrees. 61 at Buffalo. 62 at Camargo. 65 at Eric. 67 at Hollis. And Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County. 67 degrees out here in the Panhandle. Let's see what's happening out there in Texas. 59 degrees at Lipscomb. 59 degrees at McLean. 65 at Wellington and Odell, south of Altus, across the Red River, 67 degrees. Got all kinds of things going on today. We'll see how it goes. But first, my man, Nathan Brewer, stopped by the studio a little bit ago, and he handed me two free passes to the GNS Gun Show, which is tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4, guns, knives, ammos, buy, sell, trade. It'll be at the Elk City Civic Center here in Elk City. And anyway, it's put on by GNS Promotions. And if you want to look on it online, it's gunshowtrader.com. So what holiday was yesterday? First person to text in the correct answer of what holiday it was yesterday with their name, you're going to get two free passes to the GNS Gun Show. Okay? 225-9697. All right. Pretty eventful day yesterday for me. Peanut digging got done down there at South Carter, across the river bridge there. And I got my baler hooked up to the tractor because I got about 500-800 bales of peanut hay to bale up. Got it hooked up and cleaning it up, getting it ready and greased up. And got to work a little bit on the tractor today, change oil and stuff on it. The dogs got to hang out with me yesterday at the house, which is, they always like that because they're always going off getting in trouble. But about dark 30 last night, I was sitting in the lawn chair out in front of the house causing trouble on Facebook, and I heard sister's my farm dog, I call her, and she's a half blue heeler. Got a little bit of, if I remember what I was told was in her, Heinz 57. She's got a little Catahoula, a little pit, a little lab in her, but she's at least half blue heeler, and she ain't scared of nothing. She'll kill anything from a ladybug all the way up to Bigfoot. Well, I heard her bark, and she does not bark very often. I knew I was in trouble, so I ran to the house, grabbed a 22, went back over there, and underneath the little International tractor we got, I'm sorry, Massey Ferguson tractor we got, the little bitty 40 horsepower tractor. She was under there growling and carrying on, and sure enough, I was hoping it was a raccoon, but it wasn't. It was a skunk. Anyway, she'd already got hit with it. She minds really well, called her off, sent the dogs to the deal, come back, disposed of the skunk, got rid of it, but then the work starts. So anyway, because sister sleeps inside till last night, and anyway, she had a spa bath. First thing we did was baking soda, about a pound of it, put it in her, just smeared her in her all over, and that soaks up the skunk oil. A lot of people's mistakes when their dogs get hammered by a skunk is they wet them down. That's the worst thing in the world you can do, is wet it down, because it just makes that oil, because the skunks puts off an oil, so it just embeds it longer and makes it worse. And so put baking powder on her for about 20 minutes, and then Sandy mixed up some something in with some more baking soda and hydrogen peroxide in a little 2 gallon can and made a good paste, put the paste on her, and lo and behold, she doesn't smell like a skunk. I rinsed that off after about 5 minutes, and there might have been a spot I missed under her chin that it could smell, but anyway, she smells pretty today. So she's got some Young Living essential oils on her now, so she smells pretty good. So anyway, that's not what I wanted to do last night, so got her done. But all right, let's see what's happening in the ag world. If I can find it, there it is. Let's see what happened in the farmlands last night. Big report came out yesterday. As you guys all know, soybean futures were higher in overnight trading after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's forecast for domestic production missed estimates. Production in the U.S. now is seen by the USDA at 4.104 billion bushels on a yield off 49.6 bushels an acre. That's down from the previous outlook of 4.146 billion bushels and a little over 50 bushels to the acre. Soybean stocks now are pegged at 220 million bushels, unchanged month to month. Nothing changed there. Corn futures were a little changed despite USDA lowering its forecast for output in the 23-24 marketing year to 15.06 billion bushels on yields of 173 bushels an acre. That's down from last month's outlook at 15.134 billion bushels on 173.8 bushels an acre. So it's down 0.8 bushels an acre. Inventories at the end of the 23-24 marketing year are now forecast at 2.111 billion bushels, down from the prior projection of 2.221 billion bushels. A lot of numbers for this guy with a stopped-up nose. Wheat futures were higher overnight, even after the USDA raised its outlook for production in the current marketing year. Output is now seen at 1.812 billion bushels on yields of 48.6 bushels an acre. That's up from last month's outlook of 1.734 billion bushels and yields of 45.8 bushels. So it's up 3 bushels an acre. Ending stocks are seen at 670 million bushels, up from the prior projection of 615 million. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 5.25 cents overnight to 12.95 1/4 a bushel. Soy meal was up $4.20 to $397.10 a short ton, while soy oil added 1 penny to 54.38 cents a pound. Corn December delivery rose 0.75 cents to $4.96 1/3 cents a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery added 7 3/4 cents in Chicago to 5.79 1/4 a bushel, and Kansas City futures were up 7.5 cents overnight to 6.82 1/2 a bushel. Ethanol production usually comes out on Thursdays, but it didn't come out until today. But ethanol output fell to a 3-week low while inventories continued to decline. Production of the biofuel in the week that ended on October 6th dropped to an average of 1.004 million barrels a day, according to the EIA. That's down from 1.009 million barrels a week earlier, lowest output since September 15th. In the Midwest, the biggest producer, was down from last week, 956,000 barrels, and they were down to 950,000 barrels for the following week. Gulf output fell to 20,000 barrels from 23,000 a week earlier, and the West Coast production was unchanged at 10,000 barrels. East Coast output surged to 10,000 barrels a day from 6,000 barrels. So anyway, ethanol inventories in the 7 days through October 6 was down for a second straight week, falling to 21.526 million barrels a day. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Weather in our farmland, high wind warnings are in effect for much of western Nebraska, western Kansas this morning, according to the National Weather Service. Winds are forecast to be 30 to 40 miles an hour throughout the day with 60-mile-an-hour gusts expected. Damaging winds might blow down trees and power lines and power poles, not telephone poles, but power poles. Power outages are very possible. Winds in central Kansas are expected to range from 35 to 45, and gusts up to 65 are possible. Further east, there's a potential for storms this afternoon and evening in parts of eastern Iowa and northern Illinois. No severe weather. I was just looking at our warnings, and we have wind advisories for Texas, Beaver, Harper, Woods, Alfalfa, Grant, Kay, Noble, Garfield, Kingfisher, Logan, Blaine, Major, Woodward, Ellis, Dewey, Roger Mills, Beckham, and Custer counties. There is a freeze watch out tonight for Cimarron County up in the Panhandle, very west end of the Oklahoma Panhandle. So, and lots of wind advisories for all of the Texas Panhandle. And there will be a, I don't know what county that is. It doesn't show me what county that is. The county right below Cimarron in Oklahoma Panhandle. In Texas, you will be under a freeze watch tonight also. So there you have it. So let's take a break, a Wheeler General Store break, that is. And when I come back, we'll get an update on the markets, see what's happening with cattle, see what some of the sales up in the northwestern part of Oklahoma, see how the cattle fared up there this week so far. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Southern rock and country group, the Kentucky Headhunters. Live Saturday, October 21st, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
Let's all go.
Special guest, Artemis Pyle Band of Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home Alabama.
Kentucky Headhunters and the Artemis Pyle Band at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 9th. 1,459 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 428 brought 271. 10 at 560 brought 228. 5 at 568 brought 245. 6 at 691 brought 260.50. 3 at 715 brought 206. 9 at 719 brought 250. 16 at 963 brought 231. 6 head of heifers, 503, brought 223. 4 at 579 brought 245. 10 at 684 brought 242. 12 at 756 brought 233.50. 4 at 884 brought 214. 4 at 956 brought 198. 5 at 1022 brought 196. Butcher cows were 10 to 117. Butcher bulls 35 to 121. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. I picked Odell, Texas for your update out in the Texas Panhandle. They're really not in the Panhandle, but close enough. Anyway, they're south of Altus across the Red River there. Currently there at 67 degrees. The humidity is 33. Dew point is 38. The winds are out of the northwest at 23 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 35 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.22 inches. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature, 74 degrees. And there you have it. I had somebody text in wanting to know if there was any fire weather watches out there. There is not, according to the Mesonet, and nothing on the Oklahoma Forestry Department deal. But with winds blowing 30 and 40 and 50 miles an hour out there, the humidity, I checked the humidity map, and 38 to 40 is the lowest I'm seeing. Most of it's around 45 to 50. Probably not the greatest fire day, which is all right, but with high winds and enough fire, we can have a fire pretty easy. All right, Ethan Delp has won the tickets to the TNS Gun Show. He correctly was the first one to text in. It's National Farmers Day. Everybody, the text in except one individual got it right. It was National Farmers Day yesterday, and October is National Farmers Month. So keep that in mind. Like I said, when you see a farmer, just thank him for being a farmer or a rancher. Thank them for being a rancher also, because they're big cattle producers for us, and goat producers, sheep producers, hog producers. Just thank everybody you run into. How about that? Anyway, one person said it was Good Samaritan Day. So good try, close, but it wasn't good enough for the answer. Sorry. Anyway, all right, let's see what is going on in the markets right now. It's the board's everywhere. It's all over the place. Corn for December is at 4.92, down 3 cents. Soybeans for November, 12.80, down 9 cents. Soybean meal for October is unchanged at 387.60. December's at 389.70, down $3.20. Soybean oil is actually in the black. October is 56.36 a pound, up almost 2 cents now, 1.89 pennies. December's at 54.15, up 0.78 cents. And it's changing on me. Hang on here a second. Hard red winter wheat for December, 671, down 3 cents. March, 680, down 4 cents. May is at 686, down 0.36. How's that? Cotton's up today nicely, actually. December cotton is 86.21, up 1.29. March is 87.87. And May is 88.86. And no, he's not listening, because I think he disappeared on me. The Sugar Daddy, I hadn't said anything about him all week. SugarDaddy.com, you Google that, you'll see Brian Silk's picture there. But anyway, March is 27 cents. It's doing really well. Sugar is at 27.03 cents a pound. So it's up 2 pennies from last week. So something's going on there. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up $4.33. I don't know if the war news just hit them or what. November is 87.24, December is 85.98, and then we got natural gas at November is down actually 0.09 cents at 3.24, and December is 3.58. Okay, and speaking of the war, you guys keep Israel in your prayers. In your thoughts, lots going on. I just seen something flashed on my phone during break that they've invaded the Gaza Strip. So things are getting ready to get ugly. So keep Israel in your prayers and thoughts, if you would. Live cattle for October, 185.77, up 37 cents. December's 187.37, down 42 cents. February's 191.57, down 42 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 250.70, down $1.32. November's 252.52, down $1.05. January, 253, it flashed on me here, 253.37, down $1.10. And March, feeder cattle, 256.20, down 75 cents. Lean hogs for October, 81.95. December, 69.32. Whew, it's getting down there. February, 74.10. And April's 80.85. So we've got it there. Let's check out some of the sales reports from the northern part of Oklahoma and some of the sale barns up there compared to last week. Feeder steers and heifers mostly steady versus a light offering on feeder cattle last week. Steers and heifer calves steady with a large number of calves being unwinged or short winged. Demand was moderate. Quality was average. Supply included 100% feeder cattle. 54% were steers and 36% was heifers and 10% was bulls. Let's check out some of the prices. Let's start with some 300-pound steers. Not much going on there. 360-pound unwinged steers were bringing $329. Some weaned 466-pound steers were bringing anywhere from $280 to $288. And then some 500-pound ones here, some unwinged ones. Let's do both, unwinged and winged, see what the price difference is. It looks like a dime, 10 cents a pound. So exactly the difference. 574-pound winged ones was bringing anywhere from $245 to $269. Average price $259. And some unwinged 571 weights were bringing anywhere from $235 to $259. $249.68 was average price on them. So exactly 10 cents a pound difference between the winged and unwinged ones. All right, some 665-pound winged ones were bringing up to $267. Some 719-pound winged ones were bringing up to $262.50. Some 840-pound, here's where you get into the difference. 840 pounds steers brought $245 winged. 830-pound unwinged calves, $209. There's 30-something cents a pound difference there. That add up after a little bit. Some 973-pounders brought up to $235. Get down here to the heifers. Go through a few of these real quick. 423-pound heifers were bringing up to $258. Weaned, and some weaned 511-pounders were bringing up to $248. And then some 619-pound weaned ones was bringing up to $250. Some 733-pounders bringing $239. Some 800-pound weaned ones brought $225. And 985-pound winged ones brought, or let me back up, 921-pounders brought $207. That's pretty good price for heifers, you guys got to admit. So, and there you go. Now we got that out of the way. A couple things that I'd like to mention today, please, is, messed me up. Hang on here. Somebody sent me a text and messed me up. Tomorrow evening, you guys need to go to this. There we go. Tough Enough to Shoot Out Cancer Benefit for Beth Boone. It'll be at the Red Dirt Shooting Club there on the north side of Sayre on 283 Highway. Join them at dusk. This is a night shoot. This should be fun. Under the stars. And the wind's supposed to be laying down tomorrow afternoon, so it should be a very nice evening for this. 50 singles, 50 doubles. Entry fee is $50, so everything's 50. Easy number for you to remember. One-of-a-kind trophies to be awarded. There's a story behind that, but I'm not going to tell it. You guys got to go. And then a poker drawing for the commemorative Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle. All donations are welcome. If you need any information on that, get a hold of Paul Hightower or Monty Tucker. And Paul's number is 799-5543 and Monty's number is 515 515- 4477. Both those 58. Oh, there you go. That ought to be a blast. Shoot at night. Anyway, I might have to attend just to see what it's like shooting clays at night. So anyway, ought to be pretty fun. So if you guys can go to that. Also, a nice sale going on Sunday that I mentioned the day before yesterday, the Western Collection Sale going on October 15th at 1:30 p.m. at Foss at the Ben Branson Sale Facility. Get off Foss exit off I-40, head straight north, cross the bridge, you'll be right there on the right. You can't miss it. It's before the railroad tracks. Anyway, lunch will start being served at 11:30. They're offering over 150 head with multiple breeds represented. Bred heifers represented, not representative. Bred heifers, cows, cow-calf pairs, open yearling heifers, herd sire prospects, Angus, Simmental, Red Angus, Hereford, Maine Anjou, Charolais. Got going on. Some of the people that are supplying, the producers are supplying some of them. They got Burvine Farms, Burvine Cattle Company, Burvine's, I can't read that. Sisters Cattle. Sorry about that. Burvine Sisters Cattle, Ricky Taylor Cattle Company, K-Bar Cattle Company out of Canute, and the May Family Farm, and many more. If you get pick up Penny News anywhere in Western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle, it's right there on the front. You can't miss it. So anyway, be a great sale for you guys to attend. Coming up this Sunday at 1:30, but lunch is at 11:30, so get there early. And I don't know what they're serving, but I haven't been to a bad meal at a sale yet, so cattle sales. So anyway, we've got that going on. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I don't know where to start, but this machine repeat deal with skid loaders will get your attention. And I know there's been a bunch of guys here lately shopping around for skid loaders, and their mouths are dropping at the prices. Well, there's a reason, and I'm going to tell you about it. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I just had a person text into the text line that there is a fire east of Sayre somewhere. So I'll update you before the hour's over if I get a official report on it. How's that? And all right, here we go. Ag weather for Camargo, Oklahoma, right there on the north side of the River Bridge, South Canadian River. 63 degrees, feels like 63. Dew points at 36. Humidity's 36. Winds are out of the northwest at 25 miles an hour. Wind gusts are at 32. 24-hour rainfall, 0.26 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.5. Sunset is 7:06. Breezy today with northwest winds 25 to 28 and 66 degrees. Tonight, 39 degrees. But you know what happens on the low side of the river? It might get a little frost going on there. Northwest winds tonight 13 to 17 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny, 65. Northwest to north winds 13 to 17 miles an hour. I wonder how they do that. Tonight, at Camargo, it's north to northwest winds 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it's northwest to north winds. They reversed it. How do they know that? Anyway, I guess the weather people are good predicting weather. By the way, let's see here. Today, I got to do my Wheeler General Store read. That's what they pay me to do. Looking for deer corn? The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is right around the corner. It's here. The Wheeler General Store has been a high pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, call the one and only Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they look forward to serving you. Easy to find. Headed east on 152 and 6 out of east out of Wheeler, right there on the south side of the road. Can't miss it. Good people, I'm telling you. Nathan and Charity are some really good people. Also, I just want to mention one more thing before I get back to ag business here. It's today. It starts. The Western Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys Fall Arena Sorting starts today. It's today through Sunday at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena at Clinton, Oklahoma. Rules meeting at 5:15 each day. Sorting starts at 6 o'clock. $200 per team, $120 per youth team, youth novice, and open division. Top two teams in each division from Friday and Saturday advance to the finals on Sunday. So anyway, this deal that is going on over there, the Fall Arena Sorting, it's sponsored by McKenzie Ford, 100X Equine, and Jennings Welding. So anyway, good chance. Enter. If not, go over there and watch it. They got RV hookups and everything that you want over there. So anyway, check it out. They got an ad in the Penny News also, and it's on page 9 for all the information you need. And the Penny News is just full of information. All right, let's check out what's happening with used skid loader, skid steer they call them. But skid steer prices have doubled in 10 years, and I believe it. This year's auction prices on all types of construction equipment has been really strong. Machine Repeat's been tracking auction prices on heavy equipment for 34 years now. And in the past year alone, he's compiled 3,359 auction prices on skid steers. This year started with a definite bang as the first 2 weeks of January produced the third, fourth, and fifth skid steer auction prices north of $100,000. 20 years ago in 2003, the highest auction price that year on a skid steer was $24,500 for a Bobcat S250 sold in Princeton, Minnesota. A decade later, the top price on skid steer was up to $50,000 for 2008 John Deere CT332 with 250 hours on it that sold at Greenville, Indiana. This past January, those prices were more than double. An auction in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, featured a 2022 Deere 331G skid steer with 90 hours, sold for $120,000. I wonder what that thing was new. 6 days later, in Georgia, Hazelhurst, Georgia, a 21 Deere 333G skid steer with 107 hours on it went from $116,000, and a 2019 Caterpillar 299D3 with 130 hours on it brought $112,500. Other red-hot sectors from the used construction equipment field the past 2 years include mini compact excavators, wheel loaders, and dozers. Pete seen a 13 Kubota KX080-4 compact excavator selling at auction the past 2 years from $85,000 all the way up to $102,000 for a 2019 model with only 35 hours on it. The seventh highest auction price ever for a Bobcat mini excavator from $63,000 to $76,000 all happened between May and December of last year. So far in 23, the highest auction price for a mini excavator was in Georgia, a 2021 model E50R2 with 181 hours sold for $63,000. According to Machine Repeat, the prices could soften soon. Maybe, he said, it's a big maybe. The pandemic and supply chain issues pinched availability for all types of new equipment. Even more important to note with the historical bottoming out of used equipment inventory levels on dealers' lots, which climaxed in the spring and early summer of 2022. There was a wide gap between high buyer demand and low supply from fall of 21 to the summer of this year, hence the rising and record auction prices. However, there has been a noticeable rise in the supply of used units for sale on dealer lots across North America. As it stands right now, it looks like 2022 will be high water mark for used construction equipment values. The auction data at machinerypeat.com tells the tale. Always like his stuff. Skid loaders are high. Man, they're expensive, and there's always tricks to the trade on buying a used skid loader. So please check with your local dealer on some of these things. I know certain skid loaders, once they get to 2,500 hours on them, that's when major stuff starts happening. And so anyway, we have that skid loader out at my place. My son does this Bobcat on tracks. I got all kinds of toys. I got a hay spike. I got a tiller. I got a mower. I got, what else I got? I got two different brush rakes for it. And one's got a full bucket on it with the clamps on it. And it's all right for big stuff. But then the other one is one of those, the rakes, it's the dirt can flow through as you're pushing brush piles up, so it works pretty darn good too. And I don't know, there's two or three other, I got a couple augers with it. They're the handiest thing to have around. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll come back, we'll finish up the show, and I got all kinds of stuff up here we can talk about. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
And I think that's how the majority of our customers will be. They understand what they're getting when they buy a Parker product. They understand that the quality is there, and you've got the Parker name to back it. We want to carry the best product that's out there. That's what Hydro King's going to bring. We're going to bring the Parker line. A lot of guys are driving to Oklahoma City to get Parker products, so that is our goal, is to bring the Parker products back to Elk City. It's been gone for a few years, and we want them back here. If we're going to get into building hoses, carrying hydraulic fittings and products, we wanted the best that was out there. In our mind, that was Parker products, the top end of the hydraulic industry. Hydro King is located at 2821 West 3rd here in Elk City in the old Sears building. And you can give us a call, 580-799-7068. 799-7068.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
There it is. All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. I got it right today. I picked Vincent, Oklahoma. It's actually Mangum, but that's the closest I could get to Vincent. Anyway, weather at Vincent's 70 degrees, dew points at 36, humidity's 28. The winds are out of the northwest at 20 miles an hour, wind gusts all the way up to 30, 24-hour rainfall, none, 10-day rainfall, 0.87, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 74 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water Doesn't have nothing on there, so I guess there's no recording on it. Sunset, 7:07 tonight. Today, breezy, 72 degrees, winds up to 25 miles an hour, sustained with 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts. Tonight, clear, low in the 40s, 43 to be exact. North winds, 9 to 17 miles an hour. And tomorrow, not too bad, sunny, 71 degrees, and the winds will be out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Not too shabby. Oh, I've been meaning to do this for 2 days. So anyway, I got on the Planters Co-op Association website at a Lone Wolf, and some people have requested a few cash prices, not just the future. So here we go. Current cash price for wheat, $5.81 per bushel. 2024 new crop, $5.99 a bushel. Milo, cash, new crop, 2023. $4.99 a bushel. There you have it. Tried that. I just tried to keep it local. Nobody else has got corn or any of that other stuff, soybeans, on their website that are in our Western Oklahoma area. I haven't got my research done up there around Enid and in that area up in there around Fairview. I'm sure it's on there. When I get my research done and find the right website, I will announce some corn and soybeans. How's that? Okay. Let's move on here. One thing before we get on to cattle rebuilding. I've mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again. Starting October 2nd, Monday, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry started selling more than 30 varieties of tree seedlings native to Oklahoma. They're on sale right now at Goldsby, Oklahoma. You can get on the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry website. Check it out, see if there's something in there for you to do. And the trees, they've got all, there's a lot of people plant a lot of trees out of there, so give them a call there, and easy to find on the website. Just Google it on your phone. Tree seedling sale that began on October 2nd, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. There you got it. Okay, the herd rebuilding challenge. While herd liquidation is likely still happening in some regions, for a national perspective, herd liquidation has slowed or stopped. There can be little doubt that the biggest issue in the cattle industry right now is the question of when herd rebuilding will begin. And there's little bits of signs of it, but man, until we start getting some rain, especially right in here, there's no sign right in this area. I'm not 100% sure. Up in northwestern Oklahoma, I know they've been getting rain, and they got wheat pasture and stuff, so some herd rebuilding could be going on up there. The challenge of a herd rebuilding can be summed up with three questions, and here we go. What do we need to do? Drought forced herd liquidation due to the drought from 2020 to 2022 has pushed the beef herd smaller than intended, and smaller than it needs to be. The January 1 cow herd at 28.9 million head is the smallest herd we've had in the United States since 1962. The beef cow herd has continued to decrease in 23 and will be smaller yet going into 2024. Domestic and international demand for U.S. beef will support and encourage a significantly larger herd going forward. This will require increased heifer retention and reduced cow calling that will further squeeze cattle slaughter and beef production for at least 2 to 3 years. After a record beef production in 2022 due to the drought liquidation, beef production is falling in 23 and is expected to fall sharply for the next at least two more years. By 2025, beef production is forecast to be down 15 to 16% from the 22 level. This will be the lowest level since 2015 and possibly the lowest level since 1993. Herd rebuilding will be needed and encouraged by the market. So what can you do? Persistent drought is making it difficult to stop herd liquidation, never mind stabilizing and then rebuilding the herd. As is early October, a couple weeks ago, 40% of the U.S. is in the same stage of drought, with 23% in a D2 to D3. D4 drought, and that's exceptional. This includes regions where significant numbers of beef cows are located. If you look at the current drought map, U.S. Monitor, and Kansas and Texas, man, it looks bad. It's not good. While herd liquidation is likely still happening in some regions, from a national perspective, herd liquidation has slowed or stopped. Beef cow numbers, beef cow slaughter is down year over year in 2023, but is not down enough to suggest the cow herd has fully stabilized. What do we want to do is the last question. Finally, is the question of producer expectations and whether producers are even trying to begin rebuilding. While some producers can rebuild due to continued drought or drought recovery, other producers have compelling financial needs to pay down debt or restore equity drained by the drought and high input costs before retaining any heifers. Certainly, some producers are beginning to retain heifers, but on balance, it looks minimal. Herd rebuilding is starting in this year. Some older producers are looking at the current market as a means to exit the cattle production or at least cow-calf production. If you remember some of the numbers I just read off to you a while ago, there was a 900-pound heifers bringing $1,800. What do you do? Sharply higher interest rates and the cost of financing herd rebuilding is also a deterrent for some producers and lenders, especially when combined with some skepticism about how long the current market will last. All in all, the beginning is beginning to look like 2024 will be at best a year of stabilizing the beef cow inventory. Neither Mother Nature nor producers seem to be in much of a hurry to get started with the next herd expansion. When it does start, herd rebuilding is likely to be a lengthy process with strong prices supporting the recovery of the industry. And I think, I'm pretty sure our bankers around here, because we got a good set of bankers no matter what bank you're at, because most of them are in the farming and ranching, and they understand what's happening out there. So you might, if you got the grass, pasture you want to rebuild, I'm sure they work out some good deal with you. They understand. They're not gonna, I don't think they will, but they're not going to take advantage of the situation that we got going on. They're going to work with you, because if you're successful, they're successful. How's that? All right, EPDs, we talk about it every now and then, but I'm just amazed at how this has changed the genetics of cattle. Three influential producers from the United States and Canada come together for an impactful panel discussion, a business case for using EPDs during the 2023 BIF Annual Symposium. Dr. Dara Bullock, University of Kentucky, moderated the panel. Paul Bennett from the Knollcrest Farm in Red House, Virginia. Seth McGrath of Round Rock Ranching from Million, Alberta, Canada, and Donald Brown, R.A. Brown Ranch, Thorpe Martin, Texas. He's been on the show. Good guy. The panelists were charged with describing their philosophies on using expected progeny differences, or EPDs in my books. Brown referenced genetic trends over time, pointing out if we want to talk about the case of EPDs, we don't have to look any further than to look at the genetic trends before and after EPDs. This shows without a doubt that EPDs work, and it does. I was having this discussion with Jack Iverster this morning, talking about EPDs. He wanted to understand how it works. And you look at the EPDs, you know, we used to go to the bull sales, no matter where. Oh, man, look at the muscle. Look how flat he is back there. Well, that's not necessarily the way to do it now. You might go to a bull sale now and you look at the EPDs, and the sorriest bull in the pen might be the best one out there for what you're wanting to do. So genetic evaluations rely on clean, comprehensive data. As a seed stock producer, I'm responsible for contributing the highest quality data so that the EPD that comes out is good as possible. If you guys have never really sat down and looked at the EPD chart for your business, for commercial calf crop, I'm not talking about show steers and heifers and all that, sit down and look at those EPDs, and you'll just you'll be confused the first few times, but it'll start coming around to you. All the panelists were clear that EPDs help them move the needle on genetic improvement, but they ultimately risk management tools for commercial customers. McGrath summed it up. There's a big difference between being a bull seller and a seed stock service provider. So there you go. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. See you back here Monday. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.